with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Democratic attorneys general in several states have announced a lawsuit asking a judge to block an imminent federal funding freeze by the Trump administration. The freeze is set to take effect this hour. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the funding freeze is necessary.
It is the responsibility of this president and this administration to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars. That is something that President Trump campaigned on. That's why he has launched DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, who is working alongside OMB. And that's why OMB sent out this memo last night, because the president signed an executive order directing OMB to do just this.
The move could affect trillions of dollars in support of programs across the U.S. One Israeli insider says the nation has been traumatized by the Hamas terrorist attack and its aftermath. Bob Agnew reports.
Israel's former ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, predicts
it's going to take us a long time to heal.
Oren says Hamas has been waging its own form of psychological warfare.
It's incredible roller coaster, this emotional roller coaster.
And the latest news from Hamas amid the ceasefire hostage deal?
8 of the 33 they're scheduled to give back are dead.
For many Israelis, that turned their happiness to heartache.
We're not going to have the same joy if, when the ambulance doors opens, it's not a person who gets out of the box.
Dr. Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says President Trump has invited him to visit the White House on February 4th. That would make Netanyahu the first foreign leader to do so in Trump's second term. There was no immediate comment from the White House on Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 136 points, the Nasdaq rose 391. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court takes up another religious freedom case.
The justices have announced they will consider whether the state of Oklahoma can approve the establishment of what would be the nation's first religious charter school, paid for by taxpayers. Oklahoma's highest court has declared the plan unconstitutional under the so-called separation of church and state. The St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School would receive state funding while be administered by the Catholic Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harvard University will adopt the working definition of anti-Semitism established by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. It's all part of a settlement the school worked out with Jewish students who say they were abused on campus. The IHRA definition is favored by many Jewish community leaders and politicians because its broad language can be applied to most anti-Israel rhetoric as well. There's been a sharp increase in anti-Semitism around the world. This is SRN News. One of the world's most active volcanoes is back in action.
The Kilauea volcano at the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park is spewing lava once again, the seventh recorded episode in recent weeks. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says the eruption that began December 23rd has paused periodically. It resumed Monday with small spatter fountains that continued to increase intensity. Fountains on the north side are 100 to 120 feet high and feeding multiple lava streams. A small fountain can be seen in the south side with a small lava flow emerging. John Scott reporting.
A miles-long cluster of dolphins was filmed leaping, gliding, and cavorting their way across Carmel Bay on the central coast of California. They formed an unusual superpod of more than 1,500 of the marine creatures. Monterey Bay Whale Watch captured drone footage. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.